He is Elliot Friedman, HockeyNet in Canada, and 31 Thoughts.
Elliot, we've all been waiting on this Erik Karlsson deal. Last night adds further fuel to the fighter that he will be dealt. Who knows, maybe even tonight. What is holding this up more, the Bobby Ryan contract or the return for Erik Karlsson?
I heard it's the return. That's what I've been told. And I've heard that's the issue. I've simply been told that the offers they've gotten have not been good enough. And, you know, this is just me throwing this out, but I'm curious to see if the change today in Tampa moves the prospect, moves the possibility all on at all. Like, I do think that if Tampa's not at the top of Erik Karlsson's list, it's very high. And, you know, I do think the Lightning were in and around these conversations. And obviously they haven't made it any kind of offer yet that Ottawa would take. And I'm curious to see if Julien Brisebois his entrance into the whole dynamic will change the thing. I mean, I don't know. I do think Ottawa would like to make this deal, Scott, but they are determined not to take a bad deal. I think all things considered, Montreal did pretty well for Pacioretty, and I think Ottawa is looking at it and saying, we've got to do pretty well too.
I do want to get back to that Pacioretty deal in just a second, but as for Tampa Bay and Julien Brisebois taking over, everybody speaks about him in glowing terms. From what you know of him, is he going to be a Steve Yzerman clone in the way he conducts his business, or does he operate a little differently?
I think everybody operates a little differently. I think that, you know, I think that the team will continue to operate the same. I think that their philosophy of draft and developing is not going to change. You know, I think the way that, but, you know, one thing about Julien Brisebois is pretty private. You know, Yzerman was private. It was difficult to get anything out of him that, you know, you didn't say to him, that he didn't want to tell you. I think Brisebois is cut from the same cloth that way. You know, I think he's a confident guy who believes in himself. He feels he's been ready for this opportunity. And I just think, though, that I think for the most part they will stay the same, Scott. But I'll tell you, if he comes up and does something quick, we're going to learn he's a little bit different, because I think every person is different.
It is a high-stress position, to be sure, even when your team is winning, and maybe Steve Yzerman felt that. We read a lot, we heard a lot today about family reasons why he is taking a step back. What is next for him? Can you put two and two together and say, hey, Seattle has to be on his radar, back to Detroit has to be on his radar with Ken Holland getting up there? Is there another move here?
We're gonna know in a year. Like, he was asked, you're keeping this position, the senior advisor position, for a year, and then what? And he basically said, I don't know, we'll see then.
Yeah.
And Brisebois jumped in quickly and said, you know, well, you know, he's going to be part of this organization as long as he wants to be part of the organization. But it was impossible not to look at that and say, that's not going to throw cold water on anything. I mean, this is the second radio interview today where I've been asked about Seattle. I mean, you know, if his family didn't want to leave Detroit for Tampa, are they going to leave Detroit for Seattle? I think in a year from now, you know, we'll know if he's going to Detroit. I really think that until somebody proves to me otherwise, that's the opportunity that you look at and say, if anything's going to move him, it's going to be that one.
Elliot Friedman of Hockey Night in Canada with the program Walker and Rental, Sportsnet 650. I promise we'd get back to the Pacioretty deal. I want to talk about it first from Vegas's end. We know that they have at some point been kicking tires on Erik Karlsson as well. Does this make it more likely or less likely that they can offer an attractive package to get him to Vegas?
I think they can still do it because they have a lot of draft picks and prospects. I think it makes it harder. I think one of the things that has, you know, made it tougher for Tampa to make the deal is that, you know, when you're Tampa, you've already traded young players for McDonough, you've already traded Drouin for Sergachev. You reach a point where, and there was rumors as part of the Karlsson deal that they might send Callahan to the Rangers with a prospect. It's tough to do that so often. I still think Vegas could do it if they wanted to do it. It would be a tougher squeeze. I do believe that Glass has been the player that, you know, that Ottawa has fixated on that Vegas doesn't want to do, but I still think they could do it if they want. You know, I just think that I'm just really curious, guys, now to see if the change here moves the needle at all.
I'm a little curious to be inside Vegas right now and to look at the initial plan that George McPhee and company had for this whole organization. And, hey, listen, winning is good. Like, it's good problems to have. But when they launched this thing, you would have said, boy, never on our radar is trading away draft picks or moving three picks to Detroit for Tatar and then moving one of our top prospects for Max Pacioretty. It'll be interesting to watch kind of the ups and downs of George McPhee with, obviously, Elliot, a new plan from 12 months ago.
Well, I think the other thing, too, is they have a ton of picks, right, from all those expansion drafts. Like, that's the one thing. Like, I was talking to Doug McLean about this the other day, and we were talking about the Tatar deal and the Pacioretty deal, which you just mentioned, Andrew, and he said, you know, when the previous expansions, you couldn't even think of doing that. Never mind being in a position to win, you just didn't have the ability to do it.
Mm-hmm.
And now, because of all the picks and trades they made, they still have a ton of draft picks. They still have, you know, two first-rounders from last year. They've traded one. Like, you wouldn't even be in a position where you could do this, Andrew. And they are. I think that's the most amazing thing about it. I agree.
Elliot, there are still 9 restricted free agents that have not signed contracts, and there are some notable names. Darnell Nurse, William Nylander, Sam Reinhart, Shea Theodore. Which of those situations, if any, look problematic to you?
You know, I think the Nylander one is interesting because it sets the tone for a lot of things Toronto's going to do. You know, Toronto obviously has a lot of big contract decisions to make in the next year with Marner, Matthews, and him. You know, I unless something has changed in the last 24 to 48 hours, I've heard they are significantly apart. Nylander's agent, Louis Gross, has not been afraid before to have players sit for a bit of time. He did it with Torrey Krug in Boston. You know, he did it with Johnny Gaudreau in Calgary. You know, that's an interesting one. I've heard that, you know, Nick Ritchie in Anaheim, he's not a guy who gets a lot of attention, but he's a talented young player. I heard that one's been a bit of a battle. You know, I think the big thing is I've had guys tell me, like I remember one player, and he always said, don't use my name, so I won't use his name. But he signed right as a season was starting. And, you know, and the whole way leading up to it, he was saying, he told me privately, I'll sit out the season, or into the season. And when it started, he signed, and I was like, what the heck? And he goes, yeah, I had to lie to you. I was never going to sit out any point of the season. I was in good enough shape that, you know, I was in good enough shape that I felt I could miss the preseason if I had to. And I think it just goes to what a guy is willing to do privately. You know, is a player willing to miss some of training camp? I think you'll find the answer to that will be yes. Several of these guys will. But I think the question is, you know, now there's a December 1st deadline. If you don't sign by then, you can't play. And Jacob Trouba was a guy who came close a couple of years ago, but at the end of the day, he played. I think the biggest question is, what is a player really willing to do? And, you know, we're getting to the first of those pressure points, training camp opening this week. But Nylander, I think, is at least if it hasn't changed in the last 24 to 48 hours, you know, he was significantly apart. Nurse, I think, is someone the Oilers are trying to, because they have cap issues, they're taking it tight. I heard the Nick Ritchie one was a tough negotiation. I think they've got a few here that are really worth watching.
Okay, quick follow-up on Nylander then. Is it more important that Maple Leafs have this guy in their lineup come season opening, or is it more important they get him in at the number given the other contracts they have to do?
Well, I think the one thing is, it's interesting, like Dubas, the GM there, he thinks differently. And I always try to put myself in the shoes of not what I think, but what I think the GM or the organization thinks. And I could see a situation where they say, you know what, like, we can sign him, and not just at any number, but a number they want. And, you know, a year from now, if the Marner Matthews things are too big, we could always move him. Like, you're always going to be able to trade a young signed Nylander. So I think they look at it as, all right, you know, we are looking at it for this year, and anything we have to do, we'll deal with again in the future. Now, the other thing I think it's interesting is, and I said this before, and it always goes crazy, and what the hell, we'll do it again. I think Toronto is looking at this year like we're all in this year. And I wouldn't be surprised if they kick the tires on Carlson. I don't think Ottawa would necessarily do that. But I also wouldn't be surprised if they were a team that was checking out Panarin. And I think they would kind of look at it like, we're all in for this year. We can make this deal. And if Panarin skates, he skates. But we go for it. So I think Toronto, it would not surprise me if Dubas played that card. Guys, I've got to go. I've got the Sportsnet premiere tonight of Making Coco, the Grant Fuhr story.
And caviar and champagne and black tie, we'd expect nothing less.
No, that's not true.
Yeah. Oh.
That's why he shaved.
I'm not big on caviar, I got to tell you.
Now we know the real reason you shaved.
All right. Thanks, Elliot.
All right. Take care, guys. Sportsnet 650.